Bound.
My name is Hari Sridhar. Today is the 14th of July 2020 and the time is 9:10 a.m. and I'm continuing my interview with Vidya Atreya. This is the fourth session of the interview, and this interview forms part of a series of interviews I'm doing of conservation scientists in India, looking at the intersection of science with conservation policy and decision making. So Vidya, last time when we finished talking, we were discussing, not when we finished, but during the conversation, we spoke about the management guidelines, and I wanted to ask you a little more about that. The management guidelines that you, along with Ani Ruda Belsare, drafted for the Maharashtra Forest Department for situations with leopards. So I wanted to ask, how this happened, in the sense that was this something that the Forest Department asked you to do?
So that time we had this Chief Wildlife Warden, Mr. Majumdar, who was he was very, very involved in my work. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I don't know now if he, I think I must have put it forward to him saying, it might be useful. So this management guideline is targeted at RFOs for the field level stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think I put up the idea to him that can, based on our experience, because by then the research started in 2007. This was mm-hmm. largely from management experience of me working with the managers during our, our training and during our microchipping.
Mm-hmm.
And Anirudh, as a veterinarian, he's training about like leopard tranquilization and stuff. And we also, you can see like got how much food they require, because we found that they are like overfeeding them a hell of a lot in the rescue centers.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a collation of a lot of information, management experience. So he was interested. And in fact, I think he got some 2000 copies printed and distributed across all the offices in the state and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So can you tell us a little bit more about the process of putting this together itself? I'm interested in the context of, the different kinds of information that have gone into the making of this set of guidelines.
Right. So that was really a decade more and a half more almost, okay. But I think what the aim was, that one is to tell them a little bit about the animal. Okay. Uh-huh. The other is to remove a lot of misconceptions with respect to trapping and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then other important issues was their husbandry, when they capture them,
Mm-hmm.
And then they are kept in cages, and then how they are treated when they are kept in cages, how they are fed in captivity. So these were important things that we thought we could contribute. Like, we saw so many trap cages, so many of them in terrible conditions. And since then, like, Maharashtra has one of the best trap cages I have seen. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there used to be leopards routinely getting their tails cut off because mm-hmm. the trap door didn't have a gap. And now they all have a gap.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then one full section was on the tranquilization, because we realized they really, even today, most veterinarians are not trained in wildlife tranquilizations or wildlife handling. And then they give wrong dosage, and then people were scared to tranquilize because, they're scared the animal will die. So therefore we thought, and what Anirudh also, we wrote a paper on it where he said that, that you just need this basic dosage if it's for just removing the animal from a snare, or, that emergency handling where you have to go in and take the animal, sedate it for just 15-20 minutes so it can be shifted to a trap cage. Nobody sees leopards, right? Then you have to see it and estimate its weight and all, which is very hard, even if after you've seen 10 leopards, right? To
mm-hmm.
figure out the dosage that you have to give, you have to know the weight, mm-hmm. right? So therefore people are scared. And then working with Anirudh, like, I realized a lot of the veterinary aspects. So That was a rationale to try and change the way the animals are being handled on the ground by different agencies, like by the veterinarians, by the RFOs.
Mm-hmm. And this was published both in English and in Marathi.
Right.
Okay.
And I think then, Himachal also wanted it translated in Hindi. was working, the chief alive warden there was a really nice chap then. So we had done it in Hindi for Himachal as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
And have you, over the years, you know, sort of got a sense of how it's being used? Have you received any feedback about the guidelines? I haven't, but
the thing is, like, I go to some office in Maharashtra especially, and suddenly, like, they'll say, we follow that book. They don't even know that it's, you know, nobody, like, reads the name at all. But, like, I remember once I went to this place near Tadoba, and there was this leopard in a trap cage. And I was just passing by, I was driving, so I just stopped. And then officer was like, yeah, ma'am, we are following the guidelines for eating, for what all we are feeding it and how to maintain it. And they had covered it. And, you know, so suddenly, and then once I'd gone with a journalist to Nashik, you know, and to a forest officer's office. And he just whipped out this copy and he was like, yeah. So I think... I mean, of course, ideally, everybody should have been kind of using it as a guideline, but I don't know, and it's not in my control. But it's nice that suddenly out of the blue somewhere, someone or the other, you know, reads it and uses it. So I guess it's okay. Yeah, okay. If there's a good officer out there who wants information, it's available.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And you were also involved in an exercise to produce a similar sort of set of guidelines for the MOEF, right? Is that correct? Hello.